Hello and welcome to today's episode of Dr. Simone's Mindspace. I'm your host, clinical psychologist and researcher at Karolinska Institute, Clintech and Division of Reproductive Health in Stockholm. However, currently I'm in my home office in the Royal Hotel in Zurich, having a beautiful view over the approached mountain next to my room, which is the Zürichberg next to the University Hospital, where I'm here now for the next coming 2 months at least, and working here in a very beautiful environment. So how am I going to do working from home in a place where we usually not work, but rather live? So many of us usually commute to work. And now, since we're all doing home office, we just stay at home. But instead of just staying home and start working at 7 in the morning or sleep in and start at 9:30 when the first meeting starts, and maybe when kids have to go to school from home, why not commute to work like we usually do? And commuting to work may be a ritual, depending on where you live, in which country you're at. Maybe you're not allowed to go out and walk about more than 2 kilometers away from home, or maybe you're even highly encouraged to stay at home. But then maybe you have an indoor bicycle, or you have a yoga practice, or any other little morning ritual you can start your day with. And that also brings me to the next part about today's topic, which is rituals. Rituals are incredibly important, especially in a time where uncertainty is so prevalent, such as during this pandemic of COVID-19. We need something that is repetitive, something to look forward to, something that gives us a sense of security and stability. And rituals are very, very helpful for that. So this can be your morning commute to work, even if you end up being at home for your home office. That can also be dressing up for work as if you go to the office, instead of being in your sweatpants and t-shirt all day long. It can create some kind of feeling you've got yourself ready, and also a mindset where you're more in your office rather than at home. This might sound ridiculous, but it actually does work. Rituals are incredibly important for us, and we all have these rituals. We maybe are not really aware of those rituals, usually, because we just do them every day. We go out, get up in the morning, get our coffee, take the train, or the bike, or the bus, or the car, go to work, get there, talk to our colleague, turn on the computer, and get started with work. Now, all of these rituals are just taken away, and we're in a new environment with a lot of different challenges. And so having new rituals and creating those very vividly and very aware of doing those are very helpful. And in order to create a place, an office place at home, it can be a very tiny little place, and it can be very few, very symbolic things we do put there that create an atmosphere that we look forward to. It might be a nice candle, a little tiny little candle, or some pencils, or a nice coffee cup that we have, which is our office coffee cup. So we do our morning coffee at work, and we have the specific cup for that. And even if space at home is limited because we have to share it with our children, with our husband, with our girlfriend, boyfriend, our dog, our cat, whoever it may be. There is, I'm sure, one square meter where you can create your little oasis, your little place that is called your office place. And another thing that is different, because we're not commuting, we don't have these official morning breaks, lunch breaks, even breaks when you actually stop working in the evening. It's like a constant time of work if you're in home office. So breaks become really important. And these breaks can be a coffee break, a lunch break, but also just a unplugging in the evening, and make sure you do something that has nothing to do with work, with the coronavirus, and is just simply something for you. It can also be a break within the middle of the day, depending on your schedule. And one thing that is extremely helpful is connect with nature. I'm in Zurich in Switzerland, in a country where we have the tremendous privilege to actually go out and connect with nature. So today, during my day, I took a break. I went for a bike ride through the forest. I listened to the birds, smelled the beautiful flowers, saw the snow-touched mountains, and just had a time where I completely had a break from everything else. And connecting with nature is really giving you this energy and this motivation to look forward. The beauty of nature and the creation of spring and summer to come. Some hope in a time where everything is all over the place. And it's really necessary to recharge the batteries, especially during a time like this, where we constantly are on the edge, pushing and going and organizing and trying to get our lives together and look that we're not falling apart. So go out and enjoy nature, take a walk, take a break, take a breath, and really recharge your energy so you can move on and have a new week with new positive outlook to the future. I hope these little rituals, these little tips helped you to go into the new week and start a journey with incredible fun also during this time of not so much fun. But you can make some little joyful moments. I'm sure every one of us can. So thank you very much for listening to today's talk about home office during the time of COVID-19. I wish you all a nice evening and a good start into the new week. Thank you and goodbye.